I'm glad you're here. I won't be long. You seem tense. Is something wrong? My text didn't interrupt anything, did it? Well, it wasn't urgent. You could have waited to meet up with me. The agreement was, in exchange for me helping you back at the club, I would have a drink every now and then. I don't see the problem. It's rare that we meet, isn't it? Then stop being such a stubborn brat. Don't you have any respect for your own promises? Hush. Follow me. I don't see why it's such a big issue for you to meet with me. I'm not that awful to spend time with, am I? Well? People like you can be a bother when you act this way. It's only a few times each month. And this is only our third meeting. Second, if you don't count the time I healed you. You. Someone really needs to put you in your place. You can suck it up. What an absolute annoying little brat. You don't understand. I don't want to do this just as much as you don't want it to happen. It's no wonder others claim they're humans. I'm giving you the freedom to tell me you don't want to do this anymore. You could break things off if you like, but be careful if you do. If you choose to, you'll have to find new ways to pay me back. Just because I chose to help you didn't mean I did it for free. Maybe if you spent less time partying with your friends and more time at your job, you could understand that the world isn't as pretty as you'd like it to be. What? What's wrong with the public bathroom? Well, you wouldn't want people out in the open to see us, would you? You're precious. I know your type. You just keep pushing and pushing for more comfort, better circumstances for yourself, until you're draped across a lounge, clothed in satin and lace, eating grapes from the hands of people too wealthy to know you exist. Of course you do. You push your limits like a toddler learning the word no. It's easy to pick your type apart. And very fun, too. But I'm unfortunately not falling for it. If you want comfort while I drink from you, you'll have to do something to earn it. Pay for it. Yes. I am making you pay to have me drink from you. I'm the one who has your hypothetical leash, my dear. Not the other way around. Don't forget how easily I can make these meetings unpleasant. Well, you'll come to find that my kind can become easily secluded. Blood like yours is rare, and when we find it, we don't want to share. So we have our tactics. We usually stay apart. You're familiar with me drinking from you. But have you wondered what happens if you drink from me? I don't produce blood of my own. The blood goes inside my teeth, sucked up in. I don't actually digest it. But when I take blood from you in the long run, and when it's blood only from you, my body gets less and less used to other types. I begin to crave yours alone. Well, after drinking yours, I don't want anyone else's anyway. I'm telling you this because I have a request. And if you agree, I'll give you exactly what I know you want. But we should head to my home. I live in an apartment complex a little ways down. That one. Go with me there and we can discuss on the way. Once we get there, you'll have a choice to make. If you were to drink from me, it would create a bond between us. Vampire and human servant. You don't like that word. I assure you that we treat our servants well. I wouldn't mind showing you just how well. If you drink from me and let me claim you, all I would need is your blood. I could give you anything in return. And I feel that with you claimed, you might be at least a little more submissive. Keep on, we're almost there. Surely you aren't completely missing the point. I wouldn't be a good mistress if I didn't repay you for your blood. You'd have access. Oh, you are dense. To me, my love. Now I have your attention. It's how the exchange works. It's tradition that once a vampire has her human, she sees that he is fit for harvest by caring for his physical needs. My status of living and dead is a bit complicated. It would take a while to explain, but you'll find that I'm very warm inside. Here we are. Well, will you come up with me? Take your time. Good. And try to be quick about it. I don't want my friends asking questions if they see. They don't know what I am. My bedroom is there. Go get yourself settled. Close off if you don't mind. I'm going to have some water. It will make the process of claiming you a bit easier. No, honey, I won't make you bite into me. Well, I did say that you could have a taste of me beforehand. But do you really need to decide? Don't play games with me, I don't have time. Then go and wait on my bed. I need to take my blood and you don't want to watch. All right. What did I say about clothes? You're shy suddenly. Here, dear. It's in a glass. I just took it. Plug your nose, close your eyes, and drink. Good boy. Suddenly you want to obey. You wanted me for a while then. It was very cute, you wanting to assert your dominance. But this is easier for you, isn't it? To give in to me? How did it taste? What a sour face. Well, don't worry. That will be the last time you need to drink it. May I? Your tongue is clumsy, but we'll fix that. And like I'm addicted to your blood, you'll be addicted to me. I'll take these off of you myself. Pass me the lube, dear. It's in the nightstand. Thank you. Patience. There you go. Lean your head back. Close your eyes. Relax. And let my blood digest in your stomach. We'll be bonded soon. You're warm in my hand. Twitching. What a good boy. There you go, honey. Does that feel good? I have a question for you, and I'm certain you'll say no. It might scare you. Keep your eyes closed. Well, I wouldn't mind giving you a blowjob. I know my teeth can look intimidating, but I'm very aware of them. I've been drinking blood for ages. I know exactly where to puncture, how deep to go. Poor control can kill a human. I won't let them touch. Are you sure? You seem more eager than I expected. Or perhaps you're addicted to me already. A fast metabolism? You're hardly starting to digest my blood. Or could it be that you simply love the idea of me going down on you? It would be a lot to take. But if you wish. Hold still for me, dear. I'm going to swallow you down. Let's find out what you like. Do you want your cock down my throat? Or would you rather have my tongue? What a greedy boy. I'll do my best to give you both. Watch me. Oh, good boy. Look at you now. Look at me. Look at me, honey. Don't be shy. We're going to be having a lot of fun from now on. Do you see? Now, how about these? I can't forget. And the other. Don't come yet, baby. I'm not done yet. I want you to watch me use my tongue. From base to tap. Such a good boy. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Are you ready? Okay. Yes, baby. Yes, you may. Oh, so much. See, honey? And all that back talk earlier was for nothing. In the end, if you do what I tell you to, you feel good. And I want my baby to feel good. Make sure you keep your hips down, okay? You came so much. I'm so proud of you. Now, that was fun for the both of us. You'll enjoy those every night, won't you? And just like I promised, my teeth didn't touch. You're so sensitive down here now. Only one time and you're done? Well, we'll have plenty of time from now on to build up your stamina.